So the Gemara back there. So the Gemara, who mavoi? There was a mavoi tevi darbo lachmon baristik. There was this big guy, a strong guy, living in this mavoi. He had a mavoi that a lot of yidden were living there, and they had one tough guy there. Omrulei, so they told the guy, Oivalon Rishuscha, that's what say, this Shabbat we want to carry out from our house into the chutz or into the movi, and that's the law we had in our Mishnah, that when you have at least two yidden living together, and the guy lives there also, the guy makes it usur that we're not allowed to carry out from our house into the chutz, because the guy can't have an Arubi Chatzeris, you are not allowed to include him in the Arubi Chatzeris, so the only way to be matter is to be seicher, to rent the guy's Rishus. So we look as if the guy is not here anymore. So then all you have is just Yidden living here. So between the Yidden together, you make a Rebuvich Chatzeris. That's the Lamais, what you have to do. You have an apartment house that you have some Goyim living there. You have to rent the Rishus of the Goyim. So we look as if they're not here. Then all the Yidden together make a Rebuvich Chatzeris. So the Lamais was, they had this Goy there. So they asked him, we want to rent your property. Is Lo Yagalo nothing doing? He didn't want to rent his property. I don't want to rent my property to you. He didn't want to. Vice like the Gemara said before, that's not going to, the Goyim are not going to want to do it. The Gemara said a time before, because they're afraid that the Yidden are going to make Kishuf. They're afraid of magic, so a magician, so they're not going to rent it to you. If that was the mindset, so the Goy did not want to rent his Rishus to the Yidden. Is also Omrulei Labaya. So they went to complain to Baya, what should we do? We live in this movi, a lot of Yidden here, and it comes Shabbos, it's very not good, we can't carry out to the movi now. The guy is living here, he asks on us, and we can't rent his rishus. So Amalu, Abaye wants to give him an eitzah like this, another eitzah. Is Amalu, Abaye told him, Zilu, Vitilu Rishusaychu Lagabechad. Let's say there were five Jews living there, and this one guy. So Abaye told all four Yidden, Mavato your Rishus to this one Yid. Yeah. So if you all four are Mavato the Rishus to the one Yid, it comes out now, Hevele Yochid B'mokin Lochri. If you Mavato your Rishus means like you're giving up the right to use your house, you're giving all up this one Reuven. So everybody gave up their Rishus to Reuven. So now, how many people are living here in the Mavi? Only one Yid. And the Locher is, the Yochid B'mokin Lochri, the Yochid B'mokin Lochri Lo Yosser. We passed before like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov that holds that if you have one Jew living with one guy or even with a few goyim, there's no iser. You're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Because since that's a milsud lo shchichi, like gozel be'rabbanan, like we had yesterday. Really, when a guy lives in a house, it's called like a behemoth. It doesn't have a shame deer at all. Really, a guy shouldn't ask you. Just Rabbanan made a gzera that we don't want you to live next to goyim. So they made a gzera the guy's rishus will ask upon you. But they only made a gzera when it's shchiach for two yidden to live next to a guy. But for one yid to live next to a guy, that's a milsud lo shchichi, because goyim are choshed on shvichas domim, they're afraid maybe they'll kill you. So normal, one yid doesn't live near one guy. So therefore, with one yid, it's a milsud lo shchichi, they're born to make an exeris. So that's the eight seah to carry out on Shabbos. Or I call upon him this one yochid at least. This one person now, he's allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Omrulei, so they asked back to Abaya, Me the high time elod lo shchichi the diary. What's the whole svara why the abundance, why we hold like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? That says, if you have one Jew living with one Yid, it's mutter to carry out from your Rishus into the Chotzer. What was the svara? Because we said it's lo shchiach to live next to one Goy. Because since Goyim are choychid on shvichas dom, they'll kill you, a Yid should be afraid to live next to a Goy. So it's not shchiach, one Jew should live next to a Goy. That's why the abundance didn't make any gzeres. And that's halach l'maisa. If you have a duplex house, that one apartment belongs to a Yid and one apartment belongs to a guy, you don't need an Arubi Chatzeris. You're allowed to carry out from your house to the backyard without an Arubi Chatzeris because the guy doesn't ask them. But what's the Svarim? Because it's not Shchiyah for Yid to live next to a guy. That's good if you only have one Yid. But what was the Maisa here? Here, the Maisa, how many Yidim were living here? Five Yidim were living here. Just the four people were Mavato, there was just a Reuven. So how can you consider it now like one person, Reuven, is living next to a guy? L'chura, this is a Shchiyah Tikazach. Even if you want to say they all gave up their rishus to live to let it be like only Reuven is here, but lemaisa there are four people with Reuven here, so that's a shchiyah tekezach to live with the guy. So if it's shchiyah, so even though you're considered like one, still it should be yosa to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Why did the rabbanon say if one yid lives with a guy it's mutter? Because that's lo shchiyah. Nobody lives next to a guy, but for five people to live it is shchiyah. So even though they're going to give me a kunz that the four of them mevatel their reshus to one. It looks like one, but lamais it's still a shchidik azach. It still it happens very often. So since it's something that happens often, the rabbanon should have made exera here that here the goy's reshus is called the dira, and there still be yosef to carry out. That's the kasha. His amulei maybe how utai melod leshchiach. The diary. It's not shchiyah for one yid to live next to a guy. For hocha, hocha diary. But here we have five of us living next to the guy. So vada that shchiyah. So vada should be yosem. Omelu abai yetzabak no. Kol betule rishusayhu. Gabe chad is also milsud lashchichihi. Or milsud lashchichah gozal barabonin. Even this is also lashchichah zigazach. What's going on here? You have the five of you taka living here. But four of you are being mevatel your reshus to a fifth one. That's also a lashchichah gezach. That also doesn't happen too often. It's also not common to happen. So since that's not a common thing, the rabbanon did not make a gezerah in such a case. So that was Abaye's eitzer, that in the case where the goy does not want to rent his reshus to you, the eitzer is, if you have a few people living there, let the other people be mevatel to one, and then you will have to carry out. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, lechamen baristiko, kach shemoy, that was the goy's name. V'tilu reshus aichu, demovu legabi chad minaichu, v'mevatel reshus to one. V'yah, the Rashi says now, v'yah fagav diyinu asurim lohitzi, mechatzroi sehim, lemovui, even though the other four people, they're not allowed to carry out from their chatzis lemovui, kiritnan, like we learned later, we'll see, that nosno le reshus, if somebody's mevatel his reshus to somebody else, he is alocha, hu mutter, the person that received the reshus is allowed to carry out of a vehein asurin, but the other people that gave up their reshus is taker osur. Here also, the four that were mevatel their reshus, they can carry out. But it can't carry out. But I call upon the Rashi, Ahani le miyu le tauto b'chol ha-movi. But I call upon him, it's going to help everybody now that you're allowed to carry out the kelim that are in the movi. Kelim sheshifto b'toichi. The kelim sheshifto b'bayis hayochi. Hayochi. And who are then this one person that everybody gave up their reshus to him, he's allowed to carry out from his house into the movi. Shebitlo reshus in etzloi. Now, the Rashi, di lav hochi. If it wouldn't be for the fact that they would be mevatel their reshus to one, asirila to tule bay. It'd be, this is Rashi Shita, it'd be also to carry, even in the movi. Even in the movi itself, even in the chotzer itself, it would be also to carry. Could Yarmina Masech to Shabbos, Perkyam Lezer, Oimer, Imloy Hevi Kaili. We had the Gemara in Shabbos. So Tayyaz asked a lot of kashas in Mashi. But Rashi Shita is that the Gemara in Shabbos is said like this, that if you have that the people made an Aruba Chatzeris, that means they're allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer. But they did not make a shtufa mivoyis. They were not mara that you're allowed to carry out from the chotzer into the movi. They didn't make the second type of an eruv. So one man the yomis says there you can't carry at all in the movi. It's also to carry even the damas in the movi. Because since they made an eruv the chatzeris, they're allowed to carry kalim out from the house into the chotzer. Now if you're going to tell me you're allowed to carry in the movi, they're going to start taking that keli that's in the chotzer and bring it into the movi. And that's also because they didn't make a shtufim of voice. So in such a case, the moral there said, you're not allowed to carry in the movi at all. So Rashi's saying that's the Yetzer here. You have these five people. They talk a main Aruba chatzeris together between themselves. So in their own chotzer they're allowed to carry. But into the movi they didn't make, because the guy had a right to go into the movi, and the guy asked them. So therefore, if you have these five people, let Rashi, it'd be also to carry in the movi at all, not even Dal Damas. Because since you have the kelim from your house, you could bring it to your chotzer. If you have it in your chotzer, we're afraid you'll take the kelim further into the movi. And that's awesome, because you didn't make it a reshus from your voice. So therefore, the answer is, the four of them give up your reshus to one. So now it only applies like one person is here. So this one person, he's allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer, into the movi. And the other four people can't take out from their house into the chotzer. They like have no Arubi Chatzeris, but I call upon them in the movi, they are allowed to carry. Because since they can't carry out from their house into the chotzer, if you have no kalim in the chotzer that came from the house. So what's in the chotzer? Kalim that were in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos. A kli that's in the chotzer in the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it into the movi. Hey, so movi in a chotzer is kula chotzer reshusu. You can carry on Shabbos kalim from the movi to the chotzer. The only time it's chotzer is from your house. You can't carry out something from your house into your chotzer if you didn't make an Aruba Chatzeris. So these four people that don't have an Aruba Chatzeris, they can't carry out from their house into the chotzer. Therefore, it's not shchiach to have their kelim in the chotzer. Therefore, they're allowed to carry in the movi. That's Rashi Shita here. Thursday is kasha that we don't pass like that on the yama. Thursday is a little bit different. But it's not again, though, because the mindset we don't hold from Abaye's Eitzah. But our kind of co-part, this was Abaye's Eitzah, though. If you have a goy that doesn't want to rent his reshus to you, the Yetzer is our co-part, let all the Yidin be mevatel their reshus to one Yid. So I call upon him, this one yid now is allowed to carry out from him out, from his house into the chotzer. That was Abaye Zeta. So the Gemara. Ozo Rafuna Breda of Yeshua. Omro Lishmaita Kaimi the Rava. He told over this halach in front of Rava. Omalei, Rava answered back. In Cain. If you're going to do like Abaye said, in Cain, Pitalta Teres Erev Meyesa Mavi. You're going to be mevatel the yisraeled erev from this movie. They'll never make an erev. The Rashi, they won't make any erev because you're telling me now what the answer is. Be mevatel the four reshusim to one. So even without an erev, it helps. And you're allowed to carry out without an erev. So people will think you're allowed to carry out into the chutz without an erev. And for the Gemara de Marvi, that I call upon them, they made an erev. For the Gemara Bazoi, Yainu erev Melo Mokim Lachri. You're telling me now, really, the erev doesn't help. Really, the only eitz to carry out is because four of them was mevatel their reshus to one. But if you're going to carry out, people will think you don't have to make an erev. So telling them, like as a mechzi, make an erev here also. Make an erev so people think the reason why you're carrying out is because you have an erev. But Abizayel Bishver, people come to learn that even if you have a goy there, an erev also helps. Because here, they did not rent the reshus from the goy didn't rent it to them. So Abizayel, it's going to be a gzera here, that people are going to think you can make an erev with a goy. And if you're not going to make an Erev, people think you're allowed to carry out without an Erev. And if the Gemara de Mechazinan, that will announce, will give a big hail, you know why we're carrying here? Because here we were mavatal our reshus to one. That's the reason why. We'll make achraz, we'll make a loud announcement, everybody will hear about it. You can make an announcement for the young children. In other words, true, the people of this door will know what's going on. But the people of the next generation are going to forget the reason, and all they're going to know is, that even though a girl lives with us, we're allowed to carry out. So if you don't make any Erev, they'll think you can carry out without an Erev. If you do make an Erev, they'll think you can make an Erev with a girl. So the kids, the rubber holds, Abaye's Eitzah is not a good Eitzah. In Halacha, that's what we pass to. We don't hold from Abaye's Eitzah. We hold, like Rava says, you can't do this Eitzah. Because if the four people will be mevatel their reshus to one Yid, it's exera. People think you're allowed to carry out now without an Erev. So the Zayah was still stuck now. We have this guy here that's not letting us carry out on Shabbos. Is there law, my Rava? Rava said a better etza. Lezel chad minayel. Let one of us, these five yidden here, let one of us, that lezel chad minayel, the korav lei, let's become close to this guy a little bit. At least pretend that you're his friend. Velisho minay duchta. And let's borrow from him a place in his, a piece of land, of his land. It's in his backyard. I'm going to rent. To be shalom is like you borrow it, you rent it. I'm going to rent the mokum from him. V'leinach be'midi, and I'm going to have reshus to leave my kelim there. Once you rent something from the guy, if you're his renter, like you're renting from him, or lekitoy, lekitoy also means you rent. You rented him. Oytachama is alocha. You're allowed to make an erev with the schiro lekitoy. The Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, afilu schiro v'afilu lekitoy. Is noisene ruvay v'dayim. The halacha is, if you have a goy, you don't badafka have to rent the reshus from the goy itself. If the goy has a worker, or somebody that rents his reshus, that uses it, he's called a schir v'lekitoy, you could either rent, you could be seicha from this person, or here where the schiroy is a yid, he can make an error for the goy also. In other words, there's a kula here. When you have a goy, you have to rent from the goy. But you don't have to go to the goy himself. That's why if you have a superintendent in the apartment house, you're allowed to go to him. He could rent the reshus for all the goyim in the apartment house. Because the superintendent is called the schiroy of everybody in the house. Usually he takes care of all the apartments. He works there. He's like hired to fix the apartment. If somebody that's hired to fix, or somebody's hired to work for the goy, it's as if he's also a bailam on the house. And you have a right to rent it from him also. That's why Mo, when they make an erev in the whole city, what they do is they go to the mayor of the city. Because the mayor of the city, he's like the in charge of the whole city. He's like the schir lakita of the whole city. You could rent the reshus of the whole city from the mayor of the city. Kitzur, you don't have to go to the goy himself. If you have a schir or somebody working for the goy, he could also rent the goy's reshus. And if the schir is the yid, he could even be mishtatif in the erev. That's the Yetzir here, that one of these five Yidin go and be close with the guy, that the guy should give you a right to use his property. You're like renting the property from him, so you're his chiroi, or lakitoi. Then you could be the bailim to make the area for the guy. So Drashi, likarev lagabe, yishtadel im hanochri, achi oyav,
until the goy comes to like you. And the goy will let you use a place of his a piece of land in the chaser. You put something there, leave it there. Since now the Yid is living in the Chatzar Nachrin, heavily high Yisrael kishiroi. It's as if he's like a worker for the goy. Ulakita shanachri. The Yom Rav Yehuda filus chilakita shanachri. Im Yisrael hu. Let's say the worker for the goy is a Yid. Noisen eruvay im bnei mavi v'dayay. That's enough. You don't even have to rent from the Yid. Since he's a Yid now, he can be mishtatef in the year. The Drashi schir means lavoidas kol hashana. You're like rent. You're hired to work for the goy the whole year. Well, Lakita means Lemaisak Tzir Vasif. At the time when the guy cuts down the Tfuah, he needs a special worker then. So if you're working for the guy at the time you're cutting down the Tfuah, you also have a shame like Bailam of the guy, and we can either rent the guy's rishus from you, or else if you're a Yisrael, he could be Mishtatev, he could put his path into the Erev, and that's the way it becomes to have a Ruvich Atzeris in this home of you. So that was the Eitzah here. Let somebody go, and let the guy should give rishus, that you could use his property. If you use his property, you become his chiroi, then you could be mishtatef in the era for the goy. Omalei Abai the Rav Yosef. Ho yishom chamisha chiroi v'hei lekitoi. What about the goy has five people working for him? He has five chiroi lekitoi. Smaho. Hey, do we say that a guy that's working for the goy is considered like a bailim here, and he's mamish living here? So now we want to make an eruv echatzeres, we have to like buy off from all the five workers of the goy. Azoi, you have one goy here, and he has five workers. So do we say, since they're renting a place in they work in the property of the goy, each one of them is considered as if the mamash is living here. So you have now forget like five goyim living here. So you're going to have to rent now from five of them separately. Or else no, a schiru lakiti is only lakulu, we say. Somebody the highest that rents, that use the property of the goy, he's considered like a bailam of the goy lakulu. That if the goy doesn't let you rent from him, or even if he lets you, but you can't get to him, you just see the superintendent, you're allowed to go to the superintendent and borrow it from him, rent it from him. But not the pshat that mamish living there. So that was the shayla. Now, omale, yes, the back posha, they don't live there. Im omru schiru lakitu lahokil, yoimru schiru lakitu lahachmir. If they said it lakula, the pshat is, if you can't get to the goy himself, but you get to a worker for the guy, it's considered like you're renting from the guy. But avada, we do not consider like the people working for the guy that are renting there as if they're mamish living in this chotzer. So even though you don't put them in the area, if you're not mishtatef with them, still avada, you're allowed to carry out. Because the maisa, they're not living there. Kufam Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. Afilu schir, afilu kita, nais nebu bevedaye. Is Omer Rav Nachman kama mai lashmaita. So you're saying of a very good halacha. So if you have a schiru lakita, somebody that's hired working for the guy, if he's a Yisrael, he's like the bailum in this house now, and he can mamash be mishtatef in the Erev. You don't have to rent it from the guy anymore. Now let this schiru lakita give over a pass into the Erev, and it's good. So Rav Nachman said it's a very good learning what you said. Om Rav Yudom HaShmuel, he said of another locha. Shosu revias yayin, if somebody drinks revias of yayin, is al yayra. You shouldn't pass any after that. You drink a shot, a glass of wine, a revias of yayin, but to get you a little bit chicker, you shouldn't paskin. Omer Rav Nachman, lay my lahai shmaitzah. This shmaitzah I don't like. This one's not so good. I don't like this halacha. Why? So I know, me, myself, Rav Nachman, kol kamud lashashin revias of the chamra. Kol zaman, I didn't take a shot, I didn't drink revias of yayin, lay tiladatoi, pumfaket, my mind is not clear. My mind first gets clear after I drink a glass of wine. So it's pumfaket from this halacha. The Ashton's Omalei Rova. My time Oma Mar Hochi. How come you said such a thing like this? It's not nice. Homer of Acha Bachinino. My dich said, what does the Pasuk say? For Roya Zoynes Yoivetori. People look at Zoynes and they'll lose a lot. That means Kol Oimer. Some of it says, Shmu Azu no. This halacha is very good. I like this halacha. Vizu Eno no. But this halacha I don't like. Is Mavet Hoinish of Torah. You're like losing the richness of Torah. That's not nice. You're like Vimavaz of the Torah. So it's not nice to say such a zach. I don't like this learning. Say nechnami, omalei, hadribi, yitaka right, he was choyza. And nechnami, taka, I'm choyza, I shouldn't say such a zach like that. That's not a good zach. And omar rabba barafuna, shosui al yispalo. Somebody that drank wine is not supposed to daven. Vim ispalo tfilos tfilo. But if he davens though, he's allowed to daven. The tfilo, his yoytzi is davening. Now shenkin shikur al yispalo. If your mom is more than stam drank revias yayin, your mom is shikur ready, then the din is al yispalo, then you can't daven. Vim yispalo tfilos a tueva. Your davening is a tueva, it's not nice, it's Hashem is not makabalist. It's a tueva, it's a misa thing. Heichidom ishosav, heichidom ishikur. What's the difference between stam drinking wine and being a shikur? The Marki Ho, the Rebbe Abba, Bar Shumini. They were going away from one another, Amavra de Nahor Yufti, on the bridge of the river of Yufti. Now when we're going away from one another, let's tell one over another locha one to the other. The Yama Mori Barafuna, La Yiftirodim, Ichaveri Elimatech Bar Halochon. You should not go away from your friend when you say goodbye to him only by telling him over the Bar Halochon, Shemetech Kach Zachreil. Because of this, he'll remember you. He's whenever he thinks about this halacha, he'll remember his friend told him over this halacha, so he'll remember you. So when you're saying goodbye to your friend, tell him over halacha, that he'll remember you. So they made up between the two of them, we'll tell over one another halacha we didn't hear, that you didn't hear yet. Postachatz, one opened up and said, Yomar, Hechidomi shosiv, hechidomi shikur. What's called somebody that stopped drinking wine, and what's called somebody that shikur? If you stopped drank wine, you shouldn't daven, but if you did, you're yoitza davening. If you're shikur, you're not yoitza. So the shosui is somebody drank wine, and the trap is called shiyochel davar for yamelech. I call upon him, you can go and talk in front of the king. A regular king, a boss of a dumb. If you're not that shikur, you can talk to the king, then it's alright. Then you yoitz your tefillah. Shikur, what does the shikur mean? Called she'en yochel davar for yamelech. If you can't talk in front of your Rebbe, in front of a king, that's called a shikur, and then you're not yoitz your day tefillah. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.